just as he told you. More about that here in a second. So each year we focus on a different gospel because all four gospel writers talk about the resurrection, obviously. And so this year we're focusing in on Mark, on what Mark recorded about the resurrection event. And so Mark doesn't really have a happy ending. It actually ends in fear, which maybe we can, you know, understand here a little bit. You know, because we all deal with fear in our life on a daily and weekly basis. So the goal of this message this morning is to remind you of the hope and the joy that we all have this day. Especially when we say things, you know, like, Jesus is risen. And we can say that with such conviction, can't we? Because this is it. This is the day. This is our Super Bowl, Christians. This is it. This is what our faith is all about. Jesus has overcome death. And so let's take a look at Mark's account here in Mark chapter 16. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. All right, I'm going to stop there. Let's look at this. So let's, to recap here, where we left things on Good Friday, Jesus died on the cross from a violent and horrific death, a horrible way to die. And he was taken by Joseph of Arimathea. Notice, none of his disciples, because they were all scared and hiding, because they thought they were going to be next. So Joseph of Arimathea went and got permission to get Jesus' body and took it to the tomb and laid him there. So now it's early Sunday morning, when the sun just starts to come up. These women are going to the tomb to put spices on Jesus. And these were sweet-smelling ointments that they would put in strips and wrap the body, because it starts to stink after a while. And so these women, let's call them the Spice Girls, okay? The Spice Girls. They were not part of the 12 disciples, but they were disciples of Jesus. They were followers of Jesus, very important pieces to the ministry of Jesus while he was on earth. And these women are the first witnesses of the resurrection, which, by the way, if they wanted to make this whole story up from the beginning, they would have never had women be the first eyewitnesses, because back in those days, women's word didn't hold much weight. So the fact that women were the first eyewitnesses is huge. But so these Spice Girls go, and they're going to anoint Jesus' body, because the disciples are hiding. They're scared. And they're wondering as they go, who's going to move the stone? You know, maybe they would have thought about that on Saturday, but they thought about it on the way. Who's going to move the stone? And they were in a hurry because, you know, it's Jesus' body would have already been deteriorating at this point. And so when they get to the tomb, things are not what they expected to find. The stone is already rolled away, and Jesus is not in there. And then they are greeted by an angel who starts talking to them. And they were alarmed, it says here in Mark. And I think we can maybe identify with that. They give the normal response that everybody in the Bible gives when an angel starts talking to them. They were scared. I think if we went home and there was an angel sitting in our living room and starts talking to us, I think we would maybe freak out a little bit too. So put yourself in these Spice Girls Crocs or Birkenstocks or whatever they were wearing. And think about what they were going through in this moment. They are mourning Jesus, expecting to find his dead body, which they're going to wrap with these sweet ointments, sweet-smelling ointments. And instead are greeted by an empty tomb with an angel talking to them. Think of the questions going through their minds. How, why, what, who, where? All of them. And as it says on the screen, the Spice Girls were the first witnesses of the empty tomb, and they were afraid. Let's go on here to the last three verses of Mark's account of the resurrection. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And this is how Mark ends his gospel. There's some other verses in your Bibles after this, but the consensus is that they were added on later on, and that Mark actually ended his gospel right here. Not a happy ending, is it? They left trembling, and they were feared. So let's take a look at this angel's, I have a threefold message that he gives the women, and I think it's a great message for us here on Easter as well. The first thing he does is he states the facts of the news. The angel confirms with him that Jesus was crucified and they laid him right here. He probably pointed to where Jesus was laid, where his linens were that he took off, you know, when he rose. And the news is good news. Jesus is not there. He's risen. The grave could not hold Jesus. This is good news, right? And so he states the facts. Because this is important. This is a historical event. It's not just a biblical event. It's a historical event. That this man, Jesus, rose. Next thing he tells them, share the news. Now the women have heard the news and have been given a mission to go and tell those closest to Jesus, the disciples, what they have witnessed. They are to go tell the guys who abandoned Jesus. Why? Because Jesus wants them to know that he forgives them for their failures, and he loves them, and he died and rose for them too. And this is the same message to you and I here. Share the news. To start with those closest to you. Share the amazing Easter gospel message to those closest to you. Notice the angel said to go and tell the disciples and Peter. Did you catch that? Wasn't Peter one of the disciples? Why is Peter being singled out here? You see, Peter was so weighed down by his failures. He had just denied Jesus three times. He is still wallowing. He is feeling very small. He is convicted by his sin. Jesus wants him to know that he is forgiven. Have you ever been so weighed down by something like this? Something so much so that you feel like there's just no way anyone could forgive me, let alone God. This is where Peter was at. And Jesus is reminding him and reminding you, there's nothing you can do that's going to separate the love that Jesus has for you. In Luke, in the Gospel of Luke, it tells us that Jesus appeared to Peter before the other disciples. There's no question that Jesus wanted to make sure Peter was okay and that he forgave him for denying him those three times. And then we get to the third part of this message that the angel had for the Spice Girls. This is actually old news. Let me explain. That phrase in there that I titled this message, just as he told you. You see, Jesus already told his disciples everything that has just happened this past week was going to happen. He told them multiple times. In Mark chapter 14, the verses that's on the screen there, he said this to his disciples, but after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee, and that's where I will meet you. He already told them everything. And besides that, he's also told them three different occasions everything that was going to happen to him when he went to Jerusalem. He was going to be killed. He was going to be buried. He was going to rise 3 days later. And if Jesus told them that he was going to meet them in Galilee, you better believe he was going to meet them in Galilee. If Jesus says that he forgives and restores you, you better believe that you've been forgiven and restored. If Jesus says that his shed blood on that cross and his death has wiped you clean of all of your sin, you better believe you've been wiped clean and you have been made as white as snow. And because of what Jesus did for you on this cross, your sins are forgiven. And you can be assured of that. And death no longer has a hold on any of you. You see, the resurrection of Jesus Christ validates everything that he has done up to this point. And just like the women who heard the good news and then were given a mission to go and tell, we have been given that same message, that same mission to go and tell people this awesome news. Because believe it or not, there's people even in Fort Wayne, maybe in your family tree, maybe on your street, that don't know anything about this. They just think Easter's about going and finding eggs from the Easter bunny. Bunnies don't lay eggs. Tell them the good news. And you know what? It's not always going to be easy being a follower of Jesus. Just look at the followers and disciples of Jesus. It's not going to be easy. It's not always going to be easy to share this good news. Because it can be scary out there in this world. In a world that is hostile to Christians. We don't necessarily see that here in America yet. But there are Christians being killed for being Christian in other countries all around the world. It indeed can be hard, but we can also be assured. But sometimes, you know, because of the fear and doubt, the doubting, our lips are maybe reluctant to share the good news. You know what? So this last week, as I was trying to prepare for this sermon here on Easter Sunday, You would think this would be an easy sermon to give, right? What more can be said? Jesus rose. I have never struggled more with a sermon than I did with this one. I was miserable this last week. That's not the way it's supposed to be, is it? It's supposed to be a joyful week as we come up to Easter. I was sent something this week by our deaconess Hannah, and I was convicted by it. And it said this: this is the week Satan hates the most, and Satan will do everything he can to steal your joy this week. Of course Satan wants me to not be joyful. He doesn't want me to share this good news today. He knows he's been defeated, and death has been defeated because of what Jesus did on the cross and then rising from the grave. And I let him take that away from me. Has anybody else ever let that happen? Satan takes that joy from you? Who does he think he is anyway? He doesn't like it, but you know what? He's donezo because of what Jesus did. So we can all be assured and comforted because Christ has overcome death and Satan. And so no matter what happens to you in your life, you can always be assured and comforted because Jesus died on the cross for you, and 3 days later he rose. And you know what? Just like I told the kids, you too will rise again. So I got a passage I wanted to close with here. And this is one of those passages that's in my top 10 favorite passages. So you will hear me say passages I like a lot just because I like them. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, I like a lot, so I usually reference those. This is one in the Old Testament, Isaiah 25, and I've shared this, especially at funerals. And I wanted to read you this. Remember, this is in the Old Testament, but this is the Easter message. And here's what it says. Oh Lord, nope, wrong part. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food, full of marrow, of aged wine, well-refined. You see, this is the mountain. Not a literal mountain, this is heaven that Isaiah is talking about. And at this mountain, we're going to be partying. On really good meat and wine, by the way. Let's go on. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. Death will be swallowed up forever. This mountain, there will be no more tears. There will be no more cancer. There will be no more sickness. There will be no more murders. There will be no more whatever. That's going to be pretty nice, isn't it? It will be said on that day, when Jesus comes back to get all of us, whether we're in the grave already or not, when he comes to get us, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Amen? Amen. Let's pray.